WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. When the A&M System Board of Regents meets tomorrow, of most interest locally will be what has now been titled the Kyle Field Stadium Redevelopment Project.
Originally pegged at $425 million, the Regents will be asked to change the project scope and budget. Details are not in the nearly 500-page agenda book. That'll be revealed during the Regents' meeting. The Chancellor is also asking for authority to negotiate funding agreements with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the City of College Station, and Brazos County. A change in state law is required to allow hotel occupancy tax money meant for the now-closed College Station Conference Center to help fund Kyle Field. In return, off-campus groups are supposed to have the chance to rent on-campus facilities at cost. In a related item, a system-wide construction update includes a $16 million expansion at the Bright Center. At 43% completion, it's expected to open in mid-September. This includes a new sports nutrition center on the north side and a larger main lobby area on the south side. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A small piece of land on the A&M campus will be generating property tax money. That's because a private developer is in charge of Campus Point, a combination of student housing, a convention center, a hotel, and retail along University between Texas and College. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved an agreement with the A&M system. In addition to collecting property taxes, the city will receive revenue from providing electricity. The university will supply water and sewer service. Julie Schultz was part of the unanimous council vote.
Personally, from being a lifelong member here, I don't see really a downside. I know this idea has existed for 10 years or more. I think it's great that it's coming to fruition, and I say, you know, whatever we can do to get this to happen, we need to do it.
More information is on our website at WTAW.com. More than 300 housing units will be built, along with a hotel and a convention center. Service arrangements have been announced for College Station City Manager Frank Simpson, who died Saturday afternoon of an apparent heart attack. A public visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station, followed by a rosary. A memorial service will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the church, followed by a reception. College Station City Hall will be closed tomorrow from 9:30 until 2 to allow employees to attend the service. Phone calls will be answered. Mayor Nancy Berry announced yesterday that Kathy Merrill was appointed interim city manager, and the city council will hold a special meeting Thursday at noon to begin moving forward following Simpson's unexpected death. There's a second plea in an auto insurance scam from several years ago involving a former Bryan chiropractor. Authorities say 42-year-old Marion Young collected more than $1 million of fraudulent bills for medical treatments that were never performed. Young, the co-owner of the defunct private chiropractic care, also recruited alleged accident victims to be represented by a local law firm. Prosecutors say the fraudulent billing caused insurance companies to issue settlement checks that were split between Young, chiropractor Chase Lindsay, and three others awaiting trial. In February, Lindsay admitted to participating in a two-year conspiracy that took place between 2007 and 2009. And should police have the power to force citizens to stop filming their activities? There is a bill at the Capitol that would punish police for harassment. Stacey Allen of the Texas Association of Broadcasters calls this police censorship and a violation of the First Amendment.
You cannot order a broadcaster or a reporter to cease a live broadcast at a crime scene. It's simply unconstitutional.
The legislation would force police to pay court costs for anyone found not guilty of interfering with police while taping. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott has issued an opinion stating that local governments and school districts that offer marriage benefits to same-sex partners are violating the state constitution. The Pflugerville School District became the first in the state to extend benefits. A school spokeswoman had no comment. Senator Dan Patrick of Houston sought the ruling last November, arguing that Texas amended its constitution in 2005 to define marriage as between one man and one woman and prohibited government entities from recognizing anything similar to marriage. Governor Rick Perry says he won't sign a new state budget that does not include a tax cut. Perry spoke to reporters yesterday after meeting with Republican members of the Texas House. He wants taxpayers to share some of the state's surplus revenue, though lawmakers have not included any tax cuts in their proposed budgets. Perry also said he asked lawmakers to spend $2 billion on water projects instead of using regular state revenue as supported by conservative activists. And finally, all kinds of exciting new performances are lined up this year, according to MSC Opus Executive Director Ann Black. Although it's sometimes tricky to try to meet the broad range of tastes represented, Black feels they've done a great job, particularly for age ranges within families.
We have a couple of programs on Opus Junior. We have Junie B. Jones' Jingle Bells Batman Smells, mm-hmm. which should draw a big crowd,
oh, yeah.
and Peter Pan. But
sure.
then we also will have two larger family events, Imago Theater's Frogs, which is one of the best things I've seen in a long, long time.
Black says an additional show presented by Lightwire Theater will entertain kids who are a little bit older with plenty of electroluminescent novelty. For a rundown of Opus's upcoming shows, listen to the full interview at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Wondering why mom's being so sweet? She's dropping a hint.
Mother's Day is May 12th, and mom wants something sweet this year.
Be sweet to mom with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
The Chocolate Gallery has designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat.
Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all mom's favorites. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Any fog will be followed by sunshine today. Temperatures will be up to about 80 degrees. We could see an isolated thunderstorm later today. There's already some activity out in the Gulf to the southeast of Galveston. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Partial sun Thursday, the chance for a shower cooler, a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
814, listener reports a rollover involving an 18-wheeler on Highway 30 near Shiro.
Oh, that's going to slow things down.
It's going to slow things down. They're down to the shoulder, apparently, one shoulder. So,
Yikes.
Highway 30 is a dangerous road when it's 72 and clear. When you got fog out there, it's not a good thing. So if you have an alternate route that you can go to this morning, all you folks are going over to Sam or whatever, and drive Carol. All right, it's time for Jethro Trivia. Leah and Julie are here this morning. Leah from the Humane Society and Julie from the Chamber. How are you ladies doing this morning?
Excellent.
Okay, very good. All right, so here we go. It's Jethro Trivia, and today, dating advice. Dating advice. And we have two single ladies here, so, I mean, you know. And again, doesn't mean that your answer is what they came up with, but single guys are getting some valuable dating advice thanks to a new study. Women, according to this study, think men are more attractive if they do what? A, grooming. B, listen better. C, talk in a monotone. Or D, go shopping with them. Once again, women, according to this study, think men are more attractive if they A, have good grooming. B, listen better. C, talk in a monotone, or D, go shopping with them. Now, today what we'll do is, Kevin, you'll answer first, then Leah, and then the two unattached ladies will answer, okay? That'll be Kat and then Julie. All right, Kevin, you're on, buddy.
I would say go shopping.
Go shopping. That kind of makes sense, Leah.
I'm going to go with grooming.
Grooming? Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Kat?
I don't know what the study says, but yeah. I'm going to go with B, listening, because that is really hot.
And see, and that's the thing, is just because it's your answer, it doesn't mean that's what the survey came
I don't
up
care.
With.
I just want the men to know that if you listen better, that's really hot. Okay.
And showering's a plus.
All right.
Doesn't hurt.
On that, okay. Picky.
Really? I'd rather he listen than be clean. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie.
And Julie?
I'm going to have to go with B, listening.
Listening.
As well.
Okay. Well, the answer is
Bueller.
Monotone?
Bueller.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Bueller.
Yep, that's according
Bueller.
To the study, men
Bueller.
Who speak in a monotone
here.
Are sexier simply because we associate monotone with strength.
That is
Ben Stein is strength?
What?
In fact,
what?
Well, I'm just saying. So,
I'm so confused.
Go.
I don't think we've ever all got it wrong before.
Yeah,
study
I,
was
you know,
by,
I
done
think
by... Yeah, not good, just men, but like by dumb men.
But, no, the survey was of women.
No, I'm saying whoever conducted the study.
Oh.
It has to be a man.
Maybe he had a prop, like a voice modulation
could
problem,
well be.
And so he wanted to make sure everyone thought he was attractive.
Henceforth, the sports are going to be very, very,
very
boring.
Okay, there you go. All right, it's 8:17. Let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society.
Well, it's Adopt-a-thon weekend a pre-adopt-a-thon week, so we are recommending if you have the remotest idea that you might want to adopt this Saturday, do your adoption application ahead of time. Get it pre-approved so that if there's anything else that you might be missing or lacking or whatever, we can get that taken care of. It might mean the difference whether or not you can adopt on Saturday. So, or somebody might be able to adopt ahead of you, because we always consider the first approved adoption as the first person who gets to adopt. So again, Adopt-a-thon is this weekend. Everything starts at 9. The half price adoptions run from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The rabies vaccination clinic runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Barnyard Petting Zoo will also run 9 to 2. Now, throughout the day, we'll have various demonstrations. We'll have some agility demonstrations along with a couple of the local Search Dog Network and Central Texas Search Dog. We'll all be out doing some demos as well. We have some of them are local rescue groups, but they're rescue groups in general that we work with. We have an entire binder at the shelter of local or not statewide rescue groups that we work with, breed specific, most of them, to place dogs that we have that come into our facility, into other organizations to maybe possibly get them adopted. I know for sure we have Pyrenees Rescue coming out, Boston Terrier Rescue, some various cat organizations. There will be BCS Spay Days will be out. Now, they're an organization here locally that helps people have feral cats spayed and neutered along with assisting with their own actual pets. So great information there will be provided. Local trainers, local pet businesses as well. So if you already have a pet and you're looking for other ideas, what can I do? I need to find, here's going to be a great opportunity to come out and talk with a couple of trainers, maybe find out that trainer that is going to work for you and your specific situation to get the help you need, because we want to have your pet live in your home for the rest of its life forever. So
that works.
And then that way, you know, you might have issues, and we know we have some people out there that call us as a resource, and we give them a listing. But this again, we'll have some of those trainers actually out there, grooming organizations and so forth. I don't know. I guess they're not organizations, but businesses
groomers.
As well.
Yeah, groomers. Yeah.
So again, finding something that works for you. So if you already have a pet, opportunities on this Saturday. If you're looking for a pet, opportunities as well to add to your family. Again, have your adoption application done ahead of time. As soon as this is done, we'll roll right into we are definitely into puppy and kitten season. We're desperately needing fosters. Now, the only way we could save the lives of some of these animals is if we can get them out into foster care. So if you're interested, please consider all the situations you have and do reach out to us. We can answer any of the questions you need. Fostering is a great way to give temporary shelter to an animal that we could not otherwise have at the shelter. It's not ideal to raise kittens or puppies, whatever it is, at the shelter. So if you're interested, please give us a call or check out our website along with the information for our Camp Humanes, which we have three going on this year, and we're looking for camp counselors specifically. We do not have enough counselors yet. So all that information on our website, AggieLaneHumane.org. Mm-hmm. You can come and visit us again, especially on this Saturday at 5359 Leonard Road. Now that's out near the Brazos Expo Complex. And you can find us on Facebook as well, Aggie Lane Humane Society.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Visit with the folks at the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And Julie's here also from the Chamber. What do you have for us today, Julie?
All right. All sorts of stuff as usual. We have our next Business After Hours coming up this Thursday, May 2nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And this one is going to be held at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. So really neat one to attend if you've never been to this before. These are free to attend as always, and free food, free drinks, bring your business cards for networking, all that good stuff. So if you'd like to join us, it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. this Thursday, May 2nd. Our Washington, D.C. legislative trip is coming up next week. It's Monday, May 6th through Thursday, May 9th, and they are taking a group of people to Washington, D.C. They have about 30 meetings lined up, some fine dining, a Nationals baseball game, all sorts of fun stuff. So that's something that the Chamber does on a regular basis. So if you'd like to join us possibly next year, you can contact Burl at bcschamber.org for more information on that. We also have our Community Softball Classic coming up on Friday, June 14th. And this year it's going to be held at Olson Field at Bluebell Park, so we're really excited about that. It ought to be a really neat deal this year. Sponsorships for this event are still available, so you can contact Priscilla Miller for more information by calling the Chamber at 979-260-5200. And then our job board is up as always. The cost to post jobs on there for Chamber members is free, so you don't have to pay if you're a Chamber member and you're looking for new employees. Or it's also free to search for your next job, so you can just visit www.bcschamber.org or email Anna at bcschamber.org for more information on that. And then wrapping up, we have a ribbon cutting this Friday, May 3rd at Claire de Lune Boutique. It's at 1857 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, and that is at 11:30 a.m. if you'd like to join us for that. And our Platinum Member Spotlight for the week is CC Creation, so thank you to them.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Wall Street is looking for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks rallied yesterday. The futures are pointing a little lower ahead of the Tuesday session. The Conference Board's April reading on consumer confidence could help to determine the market's direction today. It comes out shortly after the start of trading. Pfizer may put some pressure on the blue chips. The drug maker posted a bigger first quarter profit, but Pfizer sales were down and the company lowered its profit forecast for the year. Booking early could be the key to getting the accommodations you want for your summer vacation at the best price. Orbit says a lot of people are already planning vacations or long weekends around the 4th of July, which falls on a Thursday this year. So far, that appears to be the prime summer vacation time. Ford is preparing to do business in Myanmar. The automaker will open its first new vehicle showroom there this summer. Ford sees lots of opportunities. Most vehicles currently on the road in Myanmar are older Japanese cars. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts, sent directly to you in the mail. This free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-921-6622 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-921-6622. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt informational kit. 800-921-6622. That's 800-921-6622.
Allen Honda is celebrating their really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
You know what? When Suddenlink puts together a package, you can find yourself a great value, and now is a great time to do that. You get the fastest internet in the area. You get free access to Suddenlink to go, which means that you can take Suddenlink with you wherever you want to go. And remember, this Suddenlink recently added 13 more on-demand channels from NBC Universal. So now you've got Bravo, you've got Sci-Fi, USA, and more, and Suddenlink keeps adding content, too. Plus, you'll find live, local customer service to keep you online all the time. So get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee. It's the We Promise guarantee. You will be satisfied. Now, remember, today is Silver Linings Playbook. That comes out. That was an Academy Award nominee, and that's going to be available to you starting today at Suddenlink. And, of course, every month they add lots of pay-per-view events and lots of on-demand events. So get in touch with the folks at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. It's the red tag event that is going on and an opportunity for you to save big at Suddenlink. Let's go to the city of Bryan and Bill Oliver with us this morning. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. The crowd assembling in the Bryan City Council chambers, and in fact, having the opportunity to be in the seat where City Secretary Marilyn Strada hangs out on council meeting.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
This is an extreme pleasure, and I've already posted a picture to that effect on our social media, Twitter at WTAW1620, and then on Facebook, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So if you want to take a look from the City Secretary's perspective of getting set up for this major announcement, that will be coming a little bit after 8:30, still waiting for a few people, I understand, to arrive. The delegation from the manufacturer that is coming to Bryan, meeting with the city officials, involved in conversation right now as we get prepared to go here in a little bit.
All right, we'll dash off and do some news and be back to you in just a few minutes.
WTAW News Time is 8:28. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. Reserve your rooms now for the fall. Go to redvelvetinn.com or call 777-5584. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A privately operated development on the A&M campus combining student housing with retail, a hotel, and a convention center will not be exempt from property taxes. That was among the information revealed at the last College Station City Council meeting about what is being called Campus Point. John Nichols made the motion to what was a unanimous vote to a joint agreement, which in part calls for A&M to do a traffic impact study along University between Texas and College.
I like traffic. I don't like congestion. But traffic means we got people here and they're moving around, and I hope they're spending money and they're investing money. I like a lot of what I see in this because I see a lot of collaboration between the university and the city. And this is a way that we see it bringing outside investors' dollars into the community for something that builds taxable property.
The city will supply electricity while the university provides water and sewer service. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more information about the development. Meanwhile, the College Station City Council has announced a special meeting Thursday at noon. It will be their first official gathering since the unexpected death of new city manager Frank Simpson. Yesterday, Mayor Nancy Berry announced Kathy Merrill was appointed interim city manager. City Hall will be closed tomorrow from 9:30 until 2 to allow employees to attend a memorial service and reception. Phone calls will be answered during that time. The service is tomorrow morning at 10 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station. A public visitation will be this evening from 5 until 7:30 at the church, followed by a rosary. With two new members, the A&M System Board of Regents hold their next meeting tomorrow on the flagship campus.
Tony Busby of Friendswood, A&M class of 1990, and Charles Schwartz of Houston, whose degrees are from Texas and Harvard, were recently named to the board along with the reappointment of Morris Foster of Austin. Regents Business includes a proposal to guarantee tuition and fees starting in the fall of 2014. The goal is to increase the number of undergraduate students to complete their work in 4 years. You might be interested in hearing about a couple of program fees. Pending all approvals, the fee at A&M's new law school in Fort Worth would be $33,000 a year for full-time students. For those in the Mays Business School MBA program, the program fee would jump $1,000 a semester to more than $6,400. And speaking of the MBA program, President Bowen Lofton wants to increase the space on their Houston campus by 25% to almost 30,000 square feet. The additional room would be used by other graduate and continuing education programs, along with hosting alumni and future students. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston says an attorney general's opinion barring local governments and school districts from offering marriage benefits to same-sex partners ensures they cannot subvert the
Cat,
will. Yes, sir?
We're going to need to go ahead and cut in.
Sounds good.
To the air. All right, very good. Here we go. This is Todd McDaniel. Todd is standing up. He's got three individuals on either side of him. We're in the city council meeting room right now as he's making the opening comments of the news conference.
And thank everyone. Certainly we will do a little bit more of that as we go on. Very briefly, please allow me to introduce the table, and I'll start at the end of the table, down here on the end, Jorge Garza Montemayor. Jorge is from Monterrey, Mexico, and represents ProLomsa Group. Jose Garza Montemayor, who also is with ProLomsa Group, and he'll speak in a few minutes, again, Monterrey, Mexico. Everybody knows the judge, so I'm going to just say hello, judge. And then we're going to pass over here to Mayor Bayinski. Everybody knows the mayor, so good morning, Mayor. To our right is Paco Garza. He is the general manager of ProLomsa Group USA, headquartered out of Houston, lives in the Woodlands. Hopefully he'll move to Bryan College Station soon. Then we have Greg Wilk. Greg is the vice president of operations for ProLomsa USA. Greg will talk a little bit about the project, about the equipment, about the very state-of-the-art, high-tech nature of this particular project. And then on the very end, the newest team member to ProLomsa, Steve Manchester. Steve is the vice president for and project director specifically for this project and as it advances forward. This is a very, very big project for our community. At the back, if no one has already taken all of them, we did put together some media kits as well that kind of talk a little bit about the scope of the project, et cetera. So it's very important. In terms of the order for today's ceremony, basically what we're going to do is in just a second, Judge Peters is going to say some welcoming remarks, and then he's going to turn it over to the ProLomsa core team that's working this project. Paco will then introduce other team members. We're going to do a signing ceremony, an official signing ceremony, welcoming the company to our community, and then we're going to wrap with some closing remarks by Mayor Bayinski. So with that, Judge, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Todd. Howdy.
Howdy.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
On behalf of Brazos County and my colleagues on the Commissioner's Court, Thank you for taking the time this morning to join us. Today's announcement and signing the ceremony, it represents a culmination of a lot of hard work and substantial commitment to by the company and the community. We're pleased and honored with the company's decision and today's official announcement. Over the past 15 months, I've gotten to know Jorge, Jose, and especially Paco, Francisco Garza, and I can tell you firsthand the integrity, the attention to detail, and the focus these individuals have in behalf of their company. Their decision and ours was not taken lightly and involved substantial thought and consideration. What I now believe is that these people and their company are committed to the excellence that will bring to Brazos County. This project will be world-class and state-of-the-art. I look forward to seeing it in its full operation with all the investment and jobs it'll bring. So without further ado, I'm honored to introduce to you Mr. Francisco Paco Garza to tell you about it.
Good morning. Good morning. Judge Peters, Mayor Bainski, distinguished members of the audience, good morning all. Prolamps Group is building a new pipe and tubular product facility at Texas Triangle Park in Bryan, Texas. The facility will operate under the newly formed company named Axis Pipe and Tube. And this is the name of the company and the logo that we're going to be using. And this is the first time that we introduce this to all of you. We selected Bryan, Texas, after a comprehensive search of possible sites throughout the southeastern and southwestern United States. We chose Bryan because of its business-friendly environment, supply of skilled labor, and the proximity to a large and growing base of our customers. We've been granted approvals for certain economic incentives, and we are in the process of finalizing other incentives which have played a critical role in our decision-making process. We would like to thank Governor Sperry's office, public officials from Brazos County and the City of Bryan, and the Research Valley Partnership for all their help. We felt they truly wanted us as neighbors and business partners, which is what convinced us to choose Bryan as our location. The plant will be built on 183 acres, and our capacity at the new facility will be over 300,000 tons per year. The plant will cost over $120 million and will employ over 285 people. Construction of the major buildings of the new facility will begin in the next few weeks, and we're anticipating it will be completed by the fourth quarter of this year. The plant then will be on the commissioning phase and is scheduled for the second quarter of 2014. The new plant will produce ERW energy tubular products in diameters up to 16 inches with wall thicknesses up to 5/8 of an inch. We will produce API grades as well as some ASTM specified products. We are committed to make this project a successful one together with Brazos County and the City of Bryan. Judge Peters, Mayor Bainski, we thank you for your leadership, your hard work, your commitment, and your determination. You really and indeed made the difference for us to be here today announcing this project. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to pass the microphone to Mr. Greg Wilk, which is our Vice President of Operations for Prolamsa USA. Greg.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here. It's a big project for the city of Bryan. It's a big project for us as well as a company. As mentioned, the facility will consist of an investment in excess of $120 million. This facility, as Paco just mentioned, will produce over 300,000 tons of energy tubular products on an annual basis. We will bring in terms of the process, coiled sheet steel via rail, as well as through over-the-road trucking. We will take that steel and begin to process it in a number of different ways. We have purchased state-of-the-art equipment. We feel the best in the business to process this material as we bring it in. The steel comes into our facility. It will be cut into various widths for processing from a master coil. The production line that will do the slitting or cutting of the steel will take in material in excess of 100,000 pounds and likely be one of the largest in North America, if not the largest line of its kind in North America. Again, as mentioned, we'll produce products up to 16 inches in diameter. We'll produce those to API 5L and API 5CT specifications. Our products will be utilized in a horizontal application for line pipe and gathering systems for natural gas, as well as downhole products. The grades that we will be producing will be for the API products in line pipe, X42 through X70, and the oil country tubular goods. We will produce products to from a J55 up through a P110 grade. As a result, our facility will not only form the material, the incoming sheet steel, weld it through the ERW process, but we will machine the tubes, we will test the tubes at very high pressures, we will also perform ultrasonic testing of each and every individual pipe that we manufacture before it receives its certification. And then we will have a series of value-added steps and processes, basically alloying processes, that'll take the base material and upgrade it to the higher specification as required by the order from the market that we receive. Again, we're very excited about this, and we hope to be very good stewards of our community and obviously employ in excess of 285 people in the process. So with that, I'll turn it over to the individual who's going to now begin to help us make this happen and build this facility, Steve Manchester. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning. I think everybody here at the table has been fairly well recognized, and so I'd like to take a moment to thank Keene Register, Kevin Russell, and Frank Clark for their effort in making this possible for me anyway in my end of things. The size of this building is pretty impressive. If you can imagine 10 acres under one roof as your main structure and standing in the middle of your 10 acres and having a roof over your head, it's pretty impressive, and I would welcome anybody to come out during construction if you'd like to see it. Our second building is 5 acres under one roof, and that'll sit next to the 10-acre building. There'll be approximately 2 miles of rail on site with switches and sidings and so on and so forth. And it'll encompass 183 acres. So it's a fairly large project. And as with any project, you have to start somewhere, and this is the beginning. And so I thank everybody for their efforts in helping us get started, and I look forward to working with everybody in the room. Thank you. And Mr. Jose Garza.
Thanks, everybody, to having us here. Judge Peters, thank you very much for your work, your effort. Mayor Bayinski, Thank you very much, all the members of the audience. Today is a historic day for us, for Lamsa family. We feel very enthusiastic about this starting of this new plant in Bryan, Texas. I want to thank everybody for the work done for having us here today. We feel very welcome. It is a very warm welcome. And I hope that this will be a very successful venture for all of us. Thank you very much for your efforts, and hope to start this plant next year, as Paco said, in the middle of the year. Thank you very much.
Okay, so with that, we're going to go ahead and do the official signing ceremony. And if we could, Mayor, if you could maybe join Jorge at the end there, and they'll have the various signature blocks for components. One of the most important elements of this project is the purchase and sale agreement, and there are many entities that were involved in that, and so this is a very important day today as we officially recognize. So just go ahead.
Why you're not hearing anything is because they're signing the documents right now. And, Bill, I guess you can see that. You'd be off to the left side, I guess, as we're watching here. And Mayor Bielski standing at the end of the table as the documents are being passed, first of all, through the county officials and the county judge and the other officials from the construction company and from the pipe company as well. And then Jason Bielski, the last to sign as they pass the documents over. And then Todd McDaniel will return to the podium to explain what's going on there. Full house, it sounds like. Been able to watch some of the video. And, now they've got the audio back up. And Todd McDaniel once again. Now Jason Bielski.
First off, I want to ask that everyone continue to keep Frank Simpson and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Today's an exciting day for Bryan, and Frank would have been very excited for Bryan and for the accomplishments here that we are talking about today. So he would have been one of the first ones from College Station to call and congratulate us on our work, and would ask us to partner on future projects. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. It is my honor to be part of such a great announcement for the city of Bryan. As you've heard today, the project represents a huge opportunity for Bryan and a mass investment by ProLamsa. We are honored to have them in our community, and as the proud mayor of Bryan, I officially welcome Axis Pipe and Tube as a member of our Bryan family and of our business community. A project of this scope requires enormous efforts. We went from being one of 25 locations across the southern U.S. to the location. This does not happen overnight, and there are so many people that had a key role in making today's announcement a reality and a success. I would like to thank Judge Dwayne Peters and the Brazos County Commissioner's Court, the Economic Development Foundation Board of Directors for your continuous engagement of this project, the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniels and your staff, Chris Peterson and Jim Lewis, Board Chairmen of the RVP, for the never say die attitude and vision beyond Texas Triangle Park. The Bryan City staff, led by Keen Register, along with Dennis Gehring, Kevin Russell, Frank Clark, Janice Hampton, Jonathan Hugh, Joey, Jason, Mary Lynn, and all the Brazos County staff, Bill, Kendra, Irene, for your incredible hard work on this very complicated project. The Twin City Endowments Foundation, led by Mike Holmgreen. Mike's here somewhere. Thank you, Mike.
for partnering with us. Our utility partners, BTU, Gary Miller, David Worley, thank you. The board of directors that are here from BTU and their wonderful staff. Atmos Energy, thank you, gentlemen, for being here today and for your participation and the strong support of Union Pacific Railroad, and a special thanks to Clayton Williams Energy, Tom Wilkinson and B.V. Cog, the Economic Development Administration, Blinn College, Todd Staples and the Texas Department of Agriculture, along with our state and federal elected officials, Governor Perry, State Senators Charles Schortner, State Representative Kyle Cassell, State Representative John Rainey, and Congressman Bill Flores. I would like to especially thank my colleagues on the Bryan City Council, Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, Art Hughes, Paul Madison, Richard Cortez, Chuck Condola, and Greg Owens. I've got me split here today. I've got to go back and forth. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your continued support, the spirit of cooperation, the teamwork, the vision, and leadership in moving the city of Bryan forward for the good of all our citizens and our businesses. Thank you for all you do for Bryan. Finally, I'd like to thank ProLamsa and Axis Pipe and Tube, Jose, Jorge, Potco, and company, for having the vision and belief in the city of Bryan and the Texas Triangle Park. Jose, Jorge, and Paco, I am proud to call each of you my friends, and I have enjoyed the past many months getting to know each of you and sharing the same values of faith and family. I promise you will not regret your decision to locate in Bryan, and we look forward as the Bryan family to exito enorme, great success. Gracias, Dios, los bendiga, thank you, and God bless. Okay, so next steps. Today is a busy day for our company. They have meetings with the contractor at the site, etc. So there are media packets, as I mentioned at the beginning, at the back. We do have time for a few questions. If there are questions of the audience, I'll try to moderate this. So for any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Many as qualified. We have left paperwork with Frank Clark of the City of Bryan. Some contractors have already filled that paperwork out, and we encourage all to do so.
Other questions? Yes, sir. That's yes, sir. So I think, if my memory serves, I believe the pay is above the county wage. I believe it's around $40,000, and then benefits, et cetera. So very good jobs. These are jobs that will require skills, very high tech. It's my honor, in fact, to recognize Ted Rasbiller. Blinn College and Texas A&M will be very important partners in this from a skills development and skills training initiative. So good question. Other questions of the audience?
Does a lot of tubing for
carbon. Well, we lost our audio from
serving the oil patch. It's the energy serving the oil patch, energy tubular products from this facility, primarily, absolutely.
Other questions? Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for your time and for your attention today, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
There you are. That's the announcement of the new business coming in. We'll check back in with Bill Oliver in just a minute if we can.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? If you're answering yes, keep listening. Advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. Now use that cell phone and make the call. 695-9595. Brazos Wellness Magazine.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484. Or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Half Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood Half Price Books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Mr. Parco Gonza made the announcement just a few moments ago about the name of the company.
Lamps Group is building a new pipe and tubular products facility at Texas Triangle Park in Bryan, Texas. The facility will operate under the newly formed company named Axis Pipe and Tube.
So Axis Pipe and Tube. And Bill Oliver, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm with Steve Manchester, one of the executives that you heard from a few moments ago. And Steve, appreciate the willingness to visit for a couple of minutes. And the name Axis, where did that come from?
Axis Pipe and Tube was developed by Perlamza, and it was not come up by me. Francisco Garza is actually the person that came up with the name.
The choice of Bryan out of how many being considered?
There was approximately 25 sites we looked at all over Louisiana, Texas, and Bryan stood out amongst the final three, and then we narrowed it down to Bryan as the final one, and we're very happy with our choice.
And what stood out about Bryan?
The people, first of all. We were very welcomed, more welcomed than any other community. The community, the county, the city. The incentives here were wonderful. The people were wonderful. The workforce here, everybody we met in the process was very gracious, and it was very impressive.
Bill, the timeline.
And so often, and the timeline, when did the Perlamza first consider an expansion beyond Monterey, beyond Laredo? I understand you have a manufacturing plant. When did the genesis of this begin?
The search for property began last June. Actually, and we started flying around looking at property last June and decided on Bryan in about November.
The construction timeline was talked about briefly, going to get started as quickly as possible, as if we now have heavy machinery headed towards the business park as we speak?
Well, that might be a little misleading. We still have to finish the purchase and sale of the property, but we're well on our way. We should close here in the next 45 days with the EDF. And once the closing is done, of course, then we can start site work on the property. So hopefully within 45 days, we'll be able to start doing some site work.
And you mentioned end of the year completion of the buildings and production starting second quarter next year?
Approximately, roughly, the building should be finished, the shell, the structure, by about December or January. And then the equipment will be moved in and installed, and that will take till about July of next year. And then, of course, you'll have some commissioning and so on and so forth. So about July, August of next year, it should be producing some product.
And when do we start seeing the Help Wanted advertisements go out? And what's the basic skill set are you looking for?
Well, the skill set is very varied. Everybody from forklift drivers to accountants to HR to computer operators, IT. 285 jobs is a lot of jobs to fill. And we are in the process of renting local offices and setting up an HR director to start the hiring process here in the next couple months. So I expect by July, August, we should be seeing some signs and articles in the newspaper and ads coming up. And it'll be a process that'll take the next 6-8 months.
Well, don't forget Bryant Broadcasting and those Help Wanted ads. We can certainly help you out. Steve Manchester, thank you so much for the visit.
Thank you.